Well, I think I've become more aware of it now that I'm a mother of two small girls, so I find myself being really conscious of the fact that there aren't a lot of role models for them in sport. So I'll go out of my way now to try and find any female sport that I can on the television.
My sister's big in camogie, yeah. Even when you go on Facebook or any of them, you don't even see camogie or the LGFA or any of them. It's just all men's sports and everyone's men.
Well, Lidl are doing a great job, really. No, fair play to them. It's fantastic what they are doing. But I just think from a spectacle point of view and the fact that girls will give anything to be equal, they should allow them to play the same way as men, because women are more than capable.
I think we have seen a huge amount of extra sport over the last couple of years. You talk about the Irish hockey team. It was great to see how the Irish hockey team did so well, and the great coverage they got. And I think they're better role models now for girls coming through.
What's the score? 20 by 20. If she can see it, she can be it.
The 20 by 20 campaign hit headlines around Ireland in October, calling for the public to get behind female sport. The initiative aims to see a 20% increase in the coverage of women's sport in the media, a 20% increase in attendance of women's sporting games, and 20% more participation by the year 2020. Over the next week, we'll be looking at some of the women who are championing the 20 by 20 campaign. Mary O'Connor is no stranger to success, with an unbelievable 12 All-Ireland medals to her name as a dual camogie and football player with Cork. She now holds the position of Chief Executive of the Federation of Irish Sport, as well as fronting this new campaign.
The 20 by 20 campaign, essentially the Federation of Irish Sport is a representative body, and we have a membership of over 105 national and governing bodies of sport and local sport partnerships. We would normally advocate on their behalf and run networking and key stakeholder events. Along came Aspider, who are a digital creative agency in Dublin, came along to us with this idea. Myself and my colleague Roddy Guiney helped them deliver, or I suppose develop, the concept of 20 by 20 to where it is now, which is a 20% increase in coverage of women in media, and obviously 20% increase in attendances and 20% increase in participation by 2020.
Attendance in female games has seen an increase in recent years, with a record number 50,141 spectators at this year's All-Ireland Ladies Football Final in Croke Park. Even though attendance is on the rise, coverage of women's sport still remains an issue.
Essentially, what we're trying to create with this campaign is a consistent presence through all media forms to ensure that women and girls who are playing feel that they are being recognised, but also those young women and girls who want to aspire to be either an elite athlete or participate can actually see, well, okay, the sport that I play or the sport that I'm involved in is covered on a regular basis. Oh, I didn't know about that sport. I want to try that sport. So it's all tied into the three pillars in the campaign.
20 by 20 represents a range of sports, with a number of Irish sportswomen linked to the campaign.
So you look at the five ambassadors we have. Sarah Rowe, who's a Gaelic footballer for Mayo, is going out to play in the AFL in Australia. We have Leona Maguire, and we have Stephanie Meadow, who are golfers. You have Louise Quinn, who's playing soccer for Arsenal as well. And obviously you have Laura Toomey, who's playing camogie for Dublin. So all these individuals, four of the five ambassadors, have actually developed themselves here as athletes in Ireland and on the international stage. And it's about actually saying to girls, these are your role models. It can be done if you have all the attributes that are required. But it's actually about saying to girls, you know what, there's more than just the indigenous sports of Ireland, or the sports have a long tradition in Ireland. There's other sports that you might like playing sport in their teenage years for a lot of reasons. And some reasons have been put to us is that, you know, for their education, they want to try and get a good leaving cert, which is fair enough. But someone said to me, you give up sport as a teenager, you actually miss out on an education.
This documentary was produced by Aoife Kearns for Beat 102 and 03. Tomorrow, we look to the soccer world and chat to Wexford native and Women's Player of the Year for 2018, Rhianna Jarrett.